I just do what Mr. Bush tells me to do.
You shouldn't do that.
Mr. Bush is in charge.
The man portraying John Guard took the big rubber stamp in hand and symbolically signed off on a list of what the protesters called a failed Republican agenda.
Mr. Guard, how will you vote on the failed policy in Iraq?
Mr. President, how should I vote?
About 50 people gathered along a street in Ashwaubenon near the airport where Air Force One landed, bringing the president to a $1,000 a plate luncheon. The money will go to John Guard's congressional campaign. One of the organizers of the street theater was John Krause, executive director of One Wisconsin Now, a network of progressive groups. Krause says as Assembly Majority Leader, John Guard worked to pass a right-wing agenda, and Krause predicts Guard will do more of the same if elected as 8th District Representative.
I think the White House says it best when they come into this district and endorse John Guard, the most extreme candidate in a Republican primary. And I think that shows where the Bush administration is and where the National Republican Party is. And I think that they came out early, and there's no doubt that when John Guard goes to Washington, he's going to pay the Bush administration back with a bunch of rubber stamps.
The protest was supposed to be held in a city park, but was pushed to a vacant lot across the street. The park was reportedly shut down due to a terrorist plot that was foiled in Britain. The president's fundraising trip went on as scheduled. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.